to. All right, so this one, we have to have a talk, nerds, because, man, some of these rumors are just a little ridiculous, I'm not going to lie. And this is probably the most ridiculous thing I have heard in a long time. So, hello, nerds. No specific introductions, my apologies. We are on the off season though, so that is what is to be expected. This is going to be a little bit of a unique episode because normally during the off season we only talk about rumors, but I did kind of pull the trigger slightly early, and that was there were other mitigating circumstances. So there were a couple of headlines that were necessary to cover, I feel like. So we do have some news in this episode, but by and large, it is rumors. Exactly 50% of my notes is rumors. So rumors is significant. That being said, there is a lot to cover. There's actually a couple of breaking things that we'll get into probably to start things off. But that being said, thank you for joining me. It is the 25th of November. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. You might actually be watching this on Thanksgiving or listening to this on Thanksgiving. If you are, thank you very much, nerds. Let's hit an intro and then we'll do some housekeeping and all of that jazz. So yeah, here we go. Okay. No specific housekeeping for, again, any of the outlets. If you're watching or listening to this, the thing to know is that things are underway as far as getting ready for the next season of the show. So this is going to be a little bit stripped down, different sounds, different visuals, again, depending on where you're watching and or listening. So all of that being said, let's get into TV streaming stuff. We have no music to speak of, nothing that was huge enough to be like, oh my God, Pantera is getting back together, because that's never going to happen. But so, yeah, nothing that level is going on in music, so there's nothing to talk about. But we do have some TV streaming to talk about. And we'll hit the follow-ups, and then we'll hit there's one piece of breaking news here. But the follow-ups first. First in follow-ups, we have a Venture Brothers piece that we're talking about. We kind of have been keeping tabs on this. So if you'll remember, the Venture Brothers have been canceled on Cartoon Network because reasons. I mean, honestly, it takes them like four or five years just to do a season. So every 4 or 5 years, we get a season of the Venture Brothers. It's not exactly the most lucrative business model, so I guess I can understand it. But Venture Brothers is amazing. Andy Forsell, who is the head over at HBO Max, has taken to the socials. I think it was specifically Twitter. To say that a season, or a series rather, finale is being worked on, though nothing is imminent and nothing is set in stone just yet. But you have a major producer on HBO Max, which is the parent company for Cartoon Network, well, as part of the same structure, company structure as Cartoon Network, at least, saying that we will very likely be seeing a series finale that should hopefully be cathartic for all of us fans. That's what we got there. Our next piece is technically a follow-up as well, because we actually talked about this in the rumors weeks ago, and that is Letterkenny Season 9. That's right, Letterkenny is happening, Season 9, coming out on Christmas Day, just like Season 8 did. So, again, I feel like that's confirmation of the rumor, but I can't remember exactly what the rumor was because it was a significant amount of time ago, and my research apparently did not include going over my old notes. So, yes, but we do know that it is coming out on Christmas Day. There is a link down in the description. Go check it out. Now let's get into the breaking TV streaming news. Just this morning, Netflix removed Chappelle's Show from its platform. That's right. Netflix is not showing Chappelle's Show anymore. It can still be found on a couple other streamers. CBS All Access and HBO Max, I believe, are the two main ones. There's probably one, at least one other one, but those are the only two I know for sure. The reason that Netflix has pulled it is because Dave Chappelle asked them to. Dave Chappelle is asking us to not watch Chappelle's Show because he's not getting paid for the fact that Chappelle's Show is streaming anywhere. Not just on Netflix, but any of the other streamers are not. Well, they're technically paying CBS Viacom because that's who owns the rights to the show, and that's who owns Comedy Central. Words, Cartoon Network, Comedy Central, too close together. So Comedy Central is owned by CBS Viacom. CBS Viacom is who struck up the deal with Netflix, and they have the deal with HBO Max as well as CBS All Access because that's theirs. So they're the ones making all the money, and because there is no streaming rights written into Dave Chappelle's original contract for Chappelle's Show, they don't have to pay him for the work that he's done that has made them probably, honestly, at this point, billions of dollars. Like, he's not seeing any of that money, and he made it very well known on his Instagram. He just made a post just a couple of days ago about this, posting a segment from a more recent stand-up of his that is basically just exposing the fact that he is not getting paid, and therefore he doesn't want anyone to watch it until such a time comes where they announce that Dave Chappelle will be getting royalties for your watching of the show. Now, there are a couple of ways to look at this. The first way is, well, he signed the contract, so it's not my fault that he had a poor contract negotiation that didn't benefit him. So, like, I can watch what I want to watch. Get the F off me. That's one way of looking at it, but that's also kind of the jerk way of looking at it. Honestly, as an artist myself, as an artist in multiple respects, I feel like if anyone's looking at my, you know, if anyone is benefiting from my art, it should be me. I totally side with Chappelle on this. I feel like pretty much everybody is. I haven't seen any negative reviews of this reaction to the fact that Netflix has pulled Chappelle's Show at the request of Dave Chappelle. So this is very much a developing thing. As more details come out, we will probably be breaking the rumors only rule for Dave Chappelle because he's Dave freaking Chappelle. And that is what we have for breaking news. So now we're on to the other things. Over on the CW, we have some cancellations that were very much newsworthy. So we talked previously about how Black Lightning is getting a spinoff series. Well, now Black Lightning is getting canceled. Black Lightning as well as Supergirl both will not be returning after the current season they're in. So season 4 will be the end of Black Lightning and season 6 will be the end of Supergirl. No spinoffs announced for Supergirl, except for, I guess, kind of Superman and Lois. But beyond that, that's about it. But how can you really Superman be spinning off of Supergirl when Supergirl is a spinoff character from the Superman? Brain explodes. Okay, so that's the update there. Then we have Stranger Things. We have, this one's huge because of who it is. If it was any other casting announcement, I probably wouldn't have covered it. But we have a new casting announcement in Stranger Things season 4. Robert Englund is going to be joining in the cast. That's right. Freddy Krueger himself is coming. Well, okay, not Freddy Krueger, the character, just the guy who played Freddy Krueger. The 70-something-year-old actor is going to be playing Victor Creel, which is a little bit too close to Victor Creed for my taste, but, you know, it is what it is, who actually would kind of be buddies with probably Victor Creed as well as Freddy Krueger. So it's very interesting. This very well could be the season villain, or just a secondary villain for the season. It has not been made known, but it definitely is getting speculated about. So that's TV streaming. Let's move over to movies. We do have one follow-up on the movies section. That is Wonder Woman 1984. Christmas Day is going to be the day that we see Wonder Woman 1984 released. In theaters, yes, but also on video on demand. So if you are not near an open theater, because basically nobody in America is, because I don't know if there are any open theaters, maybe some like locally owned mom and pop theaters, but I mean, honestly, are they going to get the contract? Either way, it's very sad, the state of the American movie cinema. So they had to do the video on demand thing. They didn't want to push it back anymore, probably because there's something in there that kind of bleeds into other things going on in the DC Extended Universe, be it the Snyder version of that or just the multiverse at large. We don't know until the movie happens, but that is what the speculation is about that. That is all we have about that. Then we're moving into some other news. We got an announcement that Deadpool 3 is going to be happening, but it's still a couple years out yet. They did, though, hire new writers. We have Wendy Molyneux and Lizzie Molyneux Laughlin, who are the executive producers on Bob's Burgers. That was kind of the nerdiest thing in their credentials, so that's all I put down in the notes. They have been brought in to write the movie, presumably with Ryan Reynolds, because he had the final stamp of approval for the writers. No word as to how the deal with Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick was dissolved, because Ryan Reynolds, last time we heard about this, was excited to work with those two again, and now we're getting an announcement that they're not on the project, and we've got these two new writers, and all of the Comicsgate folks are just going crazy about this, because you're losing two male writers for two female writers. We don't know the chops that these two female writers have necessarily, so I'm not jumping to any sort of conclusions. I mean, honestly, if they have Ryan Reynolds' seal of approval, that's really good enough for me. I don't need more, unless the movie comes out and it's terrible, at which point, you got me. You fooled me. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. But we do know that it is early in the writing stage, so they're not even doing any pre-production necessarily, because you need a script so that you know what places to scout and things to see for shooting locations, so on and so forth. So very, very early in that process, Ryan Reynolds does have quite a bit on his plate between now and when we likely will be seeing that movie. And honestly, Feige has so much going on that you need to find just the right spot to insert an R-rated Marvel movie, because again, there is still word that it is going to maintain its R rating, but we'll get to that in the rumor mill. So that is Deadpool 3. Next is Predator 5. Again, if this wasn't kind of culturally relevant on multiple levels, I would not have put it in the episode, but Disney did just recently get the rights to Predator and Alien, and now we're getting a Predator 5 movie. Kind of seems a little coincidental. No word yet as to what this movie is going to be rated, because traditionally these movies have been pretty high on the adults, not like adult like naughty, but adult like bloody level of thing. So that definitely still remains to be seen. But we do know that Dan Trachtenberg has been brought in to direct, and Patrick Eisen, I believe, has been brought in to write. If you don't know the name Eisen, Treadstone and Kingdom, and he's got a couple of other TV series under his belt. Nothing really movies-wise that was significant that I could find. So very interesting. Dan Trachtenberg does have some nerd cred to him, but this ace in person, a lot remains to be seen here, but that is very much in the works. We're moving on. We do have one kind of, I didn't know where else to put this, so we're talking about it in comic books, and that is that, where is it? Burbank, California now has a 7-foot-tall Batman statue, because yes, please. It's the Jim Lee design from Hush, and it's really awesome, and we just had to put that in here, because if you haven't seen this thing, man, go Google image search that, because I feel like I saw something in my Instagram feed the other day that was a little kid dressed as Damian Wayne Robin that was like paying respects to his father. It was so cool. Anyway, so, and then we do our other piece of breaking news is Mortal Kombat related. Surprise, surprise. So gaming news, breaking news, we did get the announcement, it was either last night or this morning, that the newest DLC skin pack for Mortal Kombat 11 is going to be from the original movie back in 1995. That's right, Christopher Lambert, and I honestly can't remember, Lyndon Ashby, and the lady from friggin' Happy Gilmore, I can't remember her name, and I apologize for that. They, not only is it their likeness that is going to be part of the skin pack, but they also were brought in to do voices. So if you enable these skins on your characters, then you will also get the voices for your, yes, please. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. So that's all of the news. That's out of the way. Now let's spend the rest of the episode talking about the rumors, because that's what we're here for. And that's why I'm still doing episodes while I'm supposed to be working on the next season. So rumor mill is as follows. First, we have a confirmation as well as a refutation. Confirmation. So the confirmation is for the Snyder Cut. And this is more of a confirmation on something I said and not a confirmation for the rumor that I reported on, if that makes any sense. So what is it? No Green Lantern. We will not be seeing any sort of Green Lantern for this movie, let alone Ryan Reynolds in this movie. As previously stated, Mr. Reynolds does have quite a bit on his plate, and so he was unable to make it to filming, according to the rumor. So because of that, because he was the only guy they wanted to do the Green Lantern role, they're just not going to use that angle in the script. This is confirmation of what I said. I said, Ryan Reynolds, no. Green Lantern, maybe. Ryan Reynolds, absolutely not. So confirmation of what I said, but refutation of what the original rumor was. Now, the refutation that we have, the proper refutation that we have, is from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the third movie, and that is that Mads Mikkelsen has come out and said that he will not be replacing Johnny Depp. So, as much as I think that would have been so strangely amazing, I can see it. So that's what we've got for that. Now let's get into the actual rumors. And we have, first up, we're not going to bury the lead with this, Deadpool 3. We've got a couple of rumors here. First up is that, like I said when we were talking about it previously, that it is going to maintain its R rating. In spite of the new writers, in spite of being a Disney property, so on and so forth. There is also word that because of that R rating, that it's going to be almost like a parallel universe, in so much as what happens in the main MCU is going to affect Deadpool, but not necessarily the other direction. So if something happens in Deadpool that is viewed as significant, it's not going to affect the MCU. But if in the MCU somebody dies, something explodes, that will be reflected in the Deadpool parallelverse, I guess you could call it. So that's an interesting one. Next rumor on the list for Deadpool 3 is that it's going to be not just a continuation, but also kind of a reboot and a little bit of a retcon all at the same time. So the word is that they're going to use, and we'll get into the third rumor, but it has something to do with the snap. So the word is that they're going to use the merging of the Fox and Disney universes as a way to get rid of all of the characters who are no longer part of the Deadpool movies, and also still kind of acknowledge that those other two Deadpool movies happened. So that's the second rumor. The third rumor is that the vehicle through which they're doing this, because these are all from different sources, the vehicle through which they're doing this is going to be that all of this happens during the snap. So Deadpool 3 will be during the snap, and that is how they're going to justify getting rid of the characters they want. Apparently TJ Miller is going to be snapped off camera, so it's not going, they're not going to have to bring TJ Miller in and give him a paycheck just to be on there for 5 minutes, kind of like they did with Johnny Depp. So very interesting. First rumor, the R rating, very likely. I feel like there's about a 70% chance, 75%, let's say, we'll say 3/4 of the way there, that is going to be legit. As far as the retcon, continuation reboot situation, that sounds just crazy enough to have come from Ryan Reynolds' head, and also just crazy enough for Kevin Feige to go, okay, I'll let you do that. I can't get as much behind that, because honestly, there's a large part of me that still feels like there is. It's just going to be a massive reboot, and the only character that's going to acknowledge it is going to be Deadpool, because that's what he does. So we're going to say there's about a 60% chance that that part of this is going to be legitimate. And then as far as the snap... And also the reason the snap doesn't affect Deadpool directly is because of the time traveling at the end of Deadpool 2. That is what kept him out of the timeline, so he did not get affected by the snap. There we go. So, as far as the Deadpool, the snap rumor, that also seems like something they would do, though I feel like there's a less clunky way of doing it. Though I'm going to give that slightly more than the one before. So we're going about 65% there. Next is a Fantastic Four rumor. And this is actually technically a couple of rumors that I've merged into one. So before we get into this, I'm going to just make an alert, because I did get some commentary on a previous episode when I'm talking about, yes, I do let my opinions be known, but by and large, I try and give just the facts before I then tell you this is my opinion on the thing. So this is going to be on the opposite side of the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp situation. This one has to do directly with Amber Heard, so drama alert, you have been warned. Amber Heard is now said to be eyeing the role of Sue Storm in the inevitable Fantastic Four movie that we will very likely be seeing soon, if the rumors are to be believed. This is also said to be due to the fact that Warner Brothers is now going to minimize her role in Aquaman 2, so because of that, she's getting upset and wants more screen time, she wants a better deal, so she's going over to Disney, is what the rumor says. And then the tail end of this, the second rumor attached to this, is kind of, it coincides. It says that not only is she eyeing it, not only is she making it known that she wants this role, but she is actually legitimately in discussion for this role with Disney. So this one is super dependent on so many things. I cannot give it anything more than a 50%. And honestly, there's, because of the source that drops it down even lower, we're going to say this is the probably about 35% correct. Yes, I do realize that the fan favorites right now are John Krasinski and his wife Emily Blunt to play Sue Storm and Reed Richards. Wow, words, names, and things. So those are the fan favorites. There have been discussions with those two actors over at Disney. Things are in motion somehow there. That, though, could be just the motion of getting them into Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, as, you know, I believe Krasinski was going to be Captain America. I can't remember what Emily Blunt was going to be, but either way, Scarlet Witch, perhaps. But either way, there seems to be a lot of motion that does not include Amber Heard. So I just can't buy that that is the way this is going to shake out. So we're looking at 35% for Amber Heard going into the role of Sue Storm. Next, we're talking about Black Panther 2. We have a couple of new rumors that are attached to this. First off, we do have kind of a news piece that we have to get out of the way in order to get to the rumor, and that is that Tenoch Huerta, I think that's how you pronounce his first name. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce his last name, has been cast for a villain, quote unquote, in the movie. Some places are saying that he's the villain for the movie. Some places are just saying he's going to be one of the villains for the movie. So there's kind of one element of this, is that he's going to maybe be the main villain, maybe not. Huerta, I honestly don't remember what his credentials are for this. If there's any nerd credentials in his acting resume at all, I apologize, it didn't make it into the notes, but that's not exactly relevant. Still no confirmation as to who the main villain is going to be, though we do have another rumor attached to that. So there has been plenty of rumors that say Namor is going to be at least a villain in the movie. And now we also have rumor that White Tiger is going to be a villain in the movie. Now, is one of those two going to be the main villain? Is either of those two even going to be in the movie? Are they both going to be? I don't know what the situation is there, but he could potentially be one of those two guys. And then the other rumor is that M'Baku is going to challenge Shuri for the title of Black Panther throughout the course of this movie. So maybe that's going to be the major antagonist. It's such a ball of knots that you can't really unravel very easily. There's a lot going on here. So let's break this down real quick. First off, we do know that Huerta has been cast. So it kind of makes sense. I feel like if you look at the guy, he looks a little bit like he could be Namor. I'm not familiar with White Tiger. I'm also not super familiar with the Black Panther comics, so somebody please correct me. But I don't know if he would fit that part necessarily, but I do feel like he'd be an all right choice for Namor. So That's the one. That's where I'm going with this, is on the split, the 50-50 split. Is he going to be White Tiger? Is he going to be Namor? My vote says Namor. I'm going like 75% that this dude is going to be the guy that plays Namor. Now, as far as the other rumor, M'Baku and Shuri fighting it out for the title of Black Panther, I feel like it's a very interesting writing direction. I feel like that would be really a lot of fun to explore in a movie, so I want this to be the situation. And they kind of set this up. So I'm going to say we're about 75% likelihood on that one, that that is going to be at least a subplot in the movie. So that is my take on the rumors. Now let's move on, shall we? Our next rumor, and the rest of the rumors, I believe, are all very quick. So you'll not have to listen to me ramble much longer. But Our next rumor is a Warner Brothers rumor, and that is Batwing, not the plane, the character. So Warner Brothers is rumored to be in the middle of developing a Batwing movie based on the Luke Fox version of the character. And it is also said to be another Elseworlds story, much like the Joker. So we do know that there is plenty of Elseworlds stuff that Warner Brothers wants to do. They have said that explicitly. So that kind of plays in this direction. Batwing is kind of an underdeveloped character in the comics as far as the rest of the Bat family is concerned. There's honestly a handful of the Bat family that really could serve some more character development. But the Luke Fox version of the character seems to be the more fleshed out version, so that kind of works towards it, whereas the first half of that works against it. There's enough on both sides that I honestly feel like, even politically speaking, like social, political, the climate that we're in right now, that kind of tends towards the one way as well. So I'm giving this about a 50-50 that this is going to be a thing. There's a lot of production that has to happen between now and then, so that could be the thing that kills it, and we just never know 100%. We'll keep tabs on it if we can between here and there. We're going to move on. Next, we're talking about the man himself, the Batman. The Batman is apparently going to be showing us the Matt Reeves version of the Joker. We are not going to be seeing him as any sort of main antagonist in this first movie, but the first movie is going to show us the face of the Joker in this world and not just reference him in the dialogue or whatever. So this is a smart move, so I want this to be 100%. There is no reason to believe otherwise, so I'm going to give it an 80% because there is a fair amount of wiggle room and it is not the greatest source. And so, yeah, we're going to go about 80% likelihood that we will see a version of the Joker in Matt Reeves' Batman. Next, we're going to be talking about Green Lantern. Green Lantern, the HBO Max series, is now said to be featuring Sinestro to some degree. To this I say, duh. This makes a lot of sense. We have not heard anything directly from HBO Max. We have not heard anything from anyone that is directly involved with the project, so it is entirely possible that this is incorrect. So because of that, that's not... Sinestro is such a large part of the mythology of the Lanterns and all of the Lantern cores that, yeah, I feel like that is a perfect villain for the first season at the very least. So as far as percentage wise, I'm going to say about 70% likelihood that this is going to be the case for season one of Green Lantern. Next, we're staying in the realm of Warner Brothers and we're saying Green Arrow this time. And the new rumor around Green Arrow is actually not a Berlanti show, is not anything on the CW at all. It's actually a series that is reportedly going to be on HBO Max. The HBO Max thing... There's contract issues, I feel like, that are going to mess this up. Similarly, with what we had from Netflix and the Daredevil series and all of those, the Netflix Marvel shows, I feel like there's going to be some sort of similar contract issue here. I can't say 100% that I know that to be factual, and I also can't say that because CW and Warner Brothers are the same company that that's even going to be a huge issue if that were the case. So because of the uncertainty there and because of the source and because of a number of other things, I feel like this is about as good as I can give this, is about 50-50% that we will be seeing Green Arrow. And the other half of this is that it's going to be a reboot, not with Stephen Amell. It's going to be a new actor playing the title role. So very interesting there. Our next piece is another Snyderverse piece. This time we're talking is a different source that's kind of saying something we've talked about before, in that if the Snyder cut of the Justice League does well, then we very likely are going to see a second and potentially third and beyond movie. So the rumor is that the Snyderverse is going to happen after all, even after we've been talking about how it's been canceled and Zack Snyder for a long time just wasn't doing anything with Warner Brothers and so on and so forth. So sorry, I got a frog in my throat. So I feel like, because again, this rumor is based on another rumor and is very dependent on the quality of a thing we haven't seen yet, it's hard to give this anything better than a 50-50. I do believe that that is on the table. So because of that, because I know AT&T is not stupid when it comes to their money, and I know Warner Brothers is, like, that kind of bumps it up a little bit. So we're going to say about 55% likelihood that this is going to be a thing. Next, we're talking about Venom 2. All right, so this one, we have to have a talk, nerds, because, man... Some of these rumors are just a little ridiculous, I'm not going to lie. And this is probably the most ridiculous thing I have heard in a long time. So, this is the rumor, and then we'll get into why I think it's ridiculous. There is a bunch of rumors that are circling around an Amazon list, an Amazon product listing, that are saying that it directly affects the movie. And the product listing is costumes. It's a Venom and a Carnage costume that were listed for Halloween, and the Venom costume has the white spider on the chest. And in the product description, it mentions Venom 2. Same thing in the Carnage. In the Carnage product description, it mentions Venom 2. Now, what do we know about Amazon? Well, we know that Amazon is, by and large, a storefront for people who can't otherwise get their products up online. It's also a storefront for a lot of subpar Chinese shops that are producing garbage and putting keywords into their product descriptions so that you will buy them. Now, does this have any bearing on anything outside of that single page? Absolutely not. 0%. So the rumor was that because the spider logo exists on that costume that somebody found on Amazon, that means we're going to see Spider-Man in Venom 2. And not only that, but the spider logo kind of sort of looks like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. So that means Andrew Garfield is confirmed for Venom 2. There you go. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely insane, guys. Come on. No, 0% that either Spider-Man or specifically Andrew Garfield are going to be in Venom 2. Will Spider-Man be mentioned in Venom 2? I think at this point the contract negotiations are to the level where, yeah, that's potentially likely. They might be setting up for something to happen down the road between Spider-Man and Venom, but it's very likely going to be Tom and not Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield still has not signed on to do anything with Sony ever again because of the way they treated him when he was Spider-Man. So that is absolute garbage. It's not legit. There's no basis in reality there. And the source for this was even a really, really good source. I just am not at all going to buy that. Not even for a dollar. All right, so we're going to move on next because that apparently got me a little heated. Next, we're talking about Alien. What with Predator getting... See, this is the other reason why I had to cover the Predator thing in the movie section. What with Predator getting a new movie, the new rumor is that Alien is getting a Disney-ified movie as well. Disney-ified is probably not the best way to put that. A Disney-owned original movie, I guess. So this is just a new source that's kind of parroting something that we've heard before, in that we know Ridley Scott is talking about wanting to do more Alien movies, absolutely. But this rumor goes a little bit further and says not only is Disney going to make this movie, but they also are getting Sigourney Weaver to come back for this movie, and it's going to be kind of, again, like we got with Halloween, where it's going to kind of ignore all of the bad things that have happened before and kind of pick up where they wanted to originally go with the third Alien movie that they didn't end up going because reasons. So, likelihood that... the real rumor here, because we've already covered the likelihood that Alien is going to be a new rumor, it's potential, but not super, super likely. So, Sigourney Weaver coming back, if that does going to go into fruition. Well, that's based on a previous rumor, so that automatically knocks it down a peg. And Sigourney Weaver is in her mid-70s, I believe. Early 70s, maybe, but I'm pretty sure she's a little bit older than that. So that makes it even less likely that she'll be coming back for anything beyond just a real short cameo. So the likelihood for this is not super good for the Sigourney Weaver side of things. So I'm going to say 40% just to be generous. All right, so moving right along, we only have three more rumors left. First up is Harry Potter. There is a new rumor that the original cast, and I use the term original cast very vaguely, the original cast is in contract negotiations for a future project that has something to do with the IP. So that's all very, very vague, and that's the best way to talk about rumors is in vagaries and broad strokes, right? So what this rumor doesn't say is that they're in talks to do a movie. It also doesn't say what part of the original cast we're talking about. So is it going to be the main three? Is it going to be Ron, Harry, and Hermione? That would be the what you would want, but is that who they're going to get? Maybe not. So original cast is debatable, and the project is debatable. Is there a new Harry Potter movie in the works? Very unlikely. I'm going to say 25% likelihood that there is a new Harry Potter movie in the works. If this is legit and these guys are in some sort of contract negotiations, what are they coming back for? Probably a game, some sort of animated something, or they're just coming back to voice stuff at the theme park. Who freaking knows? So are they in contract negotiations? Yeah, probably. I would imagine there's that Warner Brothers is to the point where they're like, hey, we need to capitalize on Harry Potter because these Fantastic Beasts movies are not doing exactly what we wanted them to. And now there's all this controversy that's part of them. Let's see if we can go back to our roots, as it were. So there is, though, these very, very slim possibility that they're going to do a movie version of the Broadway production. I can't remember the name of the title now, or the name of the play. Something about a child. I'm not a Harry Potter nerd. I apologize. So yeah, that is a very, very slim possibility. I'm going to say that one right there is about 10% likely that they're going to do that. I don't know. I haven't seen any of the Broadway numbers. I don't know how well it's performed, so I don't know how likely they are to want to try and capitalize there, but I guess it's possible. So that's it for that. Next, we're talking about everyone's favorite Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian. So, The Mandalorian, this is rumor based off of another rumor, so we already know it's not going to be super, super likely, but there is now a rumor that Cara Dune is not going to be getting her very own spinoff series with Bo-Katan Kryze. So, again, this is rumor based on another rumor. This is actually kind of a rumor refuting another rumor, or I don't know. But it seems like a little bit of a stretch. Yes, I do realize that Gina Carano is under some pressure from a certain subculture of people in our culture right now who think that everyone needs to abide by their rules to the T, and even then it's not good enough. That kind of stuff, yeah, I understand that there is some controversy there, but in our social political landscape, I feel like that's kind of unavoidable, seeing as their lead, Adrian Pascal, is getting a similar kind of controversy on the other side of the socio-political aisle. I feel like there is not a whole lot of basis behind this rumor. So, assuming that Cara Dune was going to be getting a series before, the likelihood that she is now not going to be getting a series, I feel like if the 30% that's a thing, but that's also assuming she was getting it before and that was never announced. So, there's a lot of uneven ground here. And then we're to our final rumor. This one is another Disney Plus rumor, and it is another superhero rumor. Darkhawk is the next rumored Disney Plus series. Now, this comes from a pretty weak source, so I'm not, that's shooting it in the foot to begin with, but I feel like it'd be interesting. Darkhawk, for those that don't know, is kind of the Marvel version of what the Jaime Blue Beetle is. So very interesting. It's not a sentient thing that attaches itself to him. It's just a magical thing. Either way, Darkhawk is an interesting character. He's pretty freaking obscure, which is kind of what Feige is going for, so that kind of lends itself to a little bit better, but I don't know how much of this, again, the source is really, really shaky, but so likelihood that we're going to be seeing a Darkhawk series somewhere in the future, maybe announced down the road about a year or two. I don't think that's a thing. I would like for it to be. I think that's an interesting character to go with, especially as for some sort of series. But we're going to put that at about 20% likelihood that Darkhawk is in pre-production. So there we go. That is the episode, nerds. I know it's this. they're not all going to be this long. There was a fair amount of news that I felt like needed to be talked about, especially setting up some of those rumors. So thank you very much, nerds. What did I miss? What should we talk about in the next one? If you're watching on the YouTube, then you can, leave a comment. If you're listening on any of the audio outlets, then you're going to have to try and get a hold of me on my website, generallynerdy.net. Or if you want to support me directly, I do have a Generally Nerdy Patreon, patreon.com/generallynerdy. Or again, I have a YouTube. If you're not watching me on the YouTube right now, then youtube.com/generallynerdy is the place to do that. So thank you very much, nerds. We will be maintaining something similar to this format all the way through the month of December and into January. So it will probably get a little bit of refinement between now and then because, like I said, today is an exceptional episode. So thank you very much, nerds. We're going to see you in the next one. Before I go, always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.